I can say that they have been making a lot of progress. The Congolese requirement is very precise. They want Rwanda to take out of Congo all their militaries, to let them go back to Rwanda. And the Congo going to be putting in place a joint force with Rwanda. And I think they suggested that the U.S. also and Angola and the U.N. put a joint force in place to look for the Interahamwe militaries and to bring them back to Rwanda. And I think because of Paul Kagame, is if he had his military in the Congo, it's because they were trying to look for those militaries in the DRC. Now they decided that they're going to have a joint force to look for them and bring them back to Rwanda. And I think they're going to be signing on that. We never know what's going to happen between them. But it looks like that's where they are.
It seems that these talks have the support of the international community. But the trouble is implementation. Do you think they will implement what they agree on in Angola?
The SADC is very clear. They have been going from talk to talk. And this is the last chance for Kagame. If he doesn't follow up with this last talk, they will attack Rwanda. They're going to push them out by force.
Who will do that? There are people who say DR Congo doesn't have the capability to protect its territory.
No, the SADC, the South African Command, the South African region, like South Africa, all the countries who belong to the South African region. We need hope, we need peace, and we're hoping that this time all this relationship are going to bring peace in Congo.